This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Up every morning at the break of day, you'll hear a big bearded cowboy at the chuck wagon say, "Gather round, boys, the coffee's hot on the fire. There's a full day of branding, we're heating the irons. I want to smell that scorched hair and burning hide. The horses are grained, you know they're ready to ride. Roll up your bedrolls and jump in your boots. Daylight is a-wasting, boys, it's out of the chutes. Come on and ride, cowboy. Saddle them ponies and tighten the cinch. Pull on your gloves and take your hat off the fence. We'll get the cattle to market, and after they're sold, you can all let your hair down, get lazy or bold. Ride into town and find a lady or two to take you by the arm and shake the dust off your boots. Come on and ride,
Rex Allen Jr. with the Rainsmen and Ride Cowboy Ride. Back in the 1960s, Dick Goodman and his friend Don Richardson formed the Rainsmen, and they had a great career. We lost Dick Goodman recently at the age of 92, but we'd like to play a few of his songs for you, especially the songs he recorded with the Rainsmen. He wrote this next one, and the Rainsmen recorded it featuring Doc Denning back in the 1990s. A few years later, Rex Allen Jr. recorded it, and it was awarded Song of the Year by the International Western Music Association. The title was Call of the Canyon. And here's the original version of that great song featuring Doc Denning.
From the crest of the mountain to the valleys below, to the deep dark blue canyons where the white waters flow, all nature is singing, our love song comes ringing, the call of the canyon is beckoning, me, calling me home. The cry of the coyote, the flight of the dove, the big horn of grazing on the ridge high above, where the timber is singing, a wild hawk is winging, the call of the canyon is beckoning me.
to the sky and the mountains so high. I'll sing to the rivers and streams, for their beauty is part of the song in my heart and a part of this wanderer's dream. Soon I'll be going where the cool breezes blow, across high mountain meadows where the clear waters flow, to the crest of the mountain to view nature's fountain. The call of the canyon is beckoning me, calling me home. So I'll sing to the sky and the mountain so high. I'll sing to the rivers and streams, for their beauty is part of this song in my heart and a part of this wanderer's dream. For soon I'll be going where the cool breezes blow, across high mountain meadows where the clear waters flow, to the crest of the mountain to view nature's fountain. The call of the canyon is beckoning me, calling me home, calling me home, calling me home.
Now, Dick didn't take many of the vocal solos with the Rainsmen, but he did record some good sides with them, like the next one. He loved the Rocky Mountains, so it was very appropriate for him to take the lead on Springtime in the Rockies.
When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming back. Sweetheart of the mountains, with your bonny eyes so blue, once again I'll say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies far away, the twilight shadows deepen into night, dear. The city lights are gleaming o'er the snow. I sit alone beside a cheery fire, dear. I'm dreaming dreams from out the long ago. I fancy that it's springtime in the mountains. The flowers with their colors are a all the day.
Rain's Men featuring Dick Goodman on Springtime in the Rockies. Now, Dick composed the next song we're going to play, and he composed it for his fiancée. Her name was Dixie. It must have had some appeal because she married him, and they stayed married for 69 years. It's called Along the Trail of the Murmuring Pines. The Rain's Men featuring Dick Goodman.
Along the trail of the murmuring pines, I met her there, a vision fair, 'neath the moon above. And as I listened to those murmuring pines, they seemed to say, "Don't go away, for you found your true love." The wind in the pine tree sang a melody so soft and low, and I whispered, "Darling, can't you see I love you so?" And then I kissed her beneath those murmuring pines. 'Twas then I knew her heart was true and her love was mine. Sang a melody so soft and low, as I whispered, "Darling, can't you see I love you so?" And then I kissed her beneath those murmuring pines. Well, then I knew and her love was mine.
Beneath the murmuring pines.
Along the Trail of the Murmuring Pines, The Rain's Men, featuring Dick Goodman. The next song is one that they learned from the Sons of the Pioneers. It also features Dick Goodman taking a solo, and this one's titled So Long to the Red River Valley.
So long to the Red River Valley. My roping and wrangling is through. And so farewell to the home corral and all the old friends that I knew. Goodbye to the old empty bunkhouse where we dreamed the hours away. Send my mail to the end of the trail. So long to the Red River Valley. I'll roll up my bedding, pack up my clothes, and lighten my heart with a song.
or where I'll be traveling, nobody knows, but I've got to be moving along. So long to the Red River Valley, my roping and wrangling is through. And so farewell to the home corral and all the old friends that I knew. Goodbye to the old empty bunkhouse where we dreamed the hours away. Send my mail to the end of the trail, so long to the Red River Valley. Low
to the Red River Valley. I mentioned that they learned that from the Sons of the Pioneers. Dick and Bob Nolan were close friends, and Dick was also very close to Lloyd Perryman. He learned a lot from Lloyd. Well, now we're going to close this set of music featuring Dick Goodman with the Rainsmen with another one that features a Dick Goodman solo. This one's called High Sierras.
High Sierra,
High Sierra,
reaching to the sky. Green valley, deep canyon, and rivers rolling by.
Far above me,
a lonely eagle soars on the crest of a west wind. Be free evermore.
Hear the timber singing in the sighing of the wind, and listen to the rippling mountain stream. The thunder of the waterfall beyond the river's bend, it's part of this mountain dream.
High Sierra,
High Sierra's
reaching to the sun.
Singing in the sighing of the wind, and listen to a rippling mountain stream. The thunder of the waterfall beyond the river's bend, it's part of this mountain dream.
High Sierra,
High Sierra's
reaching to the sun and touching the heaven
where man and
the heavens where man and God are one.
The Rainsmen started to work with Rex Allen when Rex toured in the 1970s, and they continued to work with him through the 90s. They appeared with Rex at the 1976 KLAC celebration of the Sons of the Pioneers on the occasion of the Pioneers' star being added to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And we'd like to give you a little of the atmosphere from that occasion, remembering the personalities who were there, starting with Roy and Gene, and you'll recognize the long list of others who were either there or remembered.
Here he comes, here he comes, there's the trumpets, there's the drums, here he comes. Hop along, Cassidy, here he comes. Cowboys ray, hop along Cassidy, hop along Cassidy, he'll return soon again, there's no use to say goodbye until then, hop along Cassidy, so long hop along.
It seems like only yesterday that we rode the range together. Prairie skies and tumbleweeds, just as far as we could see. Then you grew up and drifted on, but I know that you'll remember when you were a saddle pal to Hoppy, Gene, and me. Freckled face and skinned up knees, you helped us fat the bad guys with a 5-cent bag of popcorn and a cap gun by your side. You know, time has a way of changing things, and soon there was your first love. You thought it would last forever, but when she left, you cried. But Hoppy, Gene, and me, we taught you how to shoot straight, and a cowboy never cries. That's how it had to be. Just stories from the silver screen, now most of them forgotten. Double feature Saturdays with Hoppy, Gene, and me. At last you found your real true love, and now you look so happy. Is that your little cowpoke that you're bouncing on your knee? Well, the prairie sky is just as blue, and life is like a rerun. Just like you, he'll be a saddle pal to Hoppy, Gene, and me. Hoppy, Gene, and me, we taught you how to shoot straight. You were gonna be a cowboy. That's how it had to be. Just stories from the silver screen, now most of them forgotten. Double feature Saturday with Hoppy, Gene, and me.
Cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of bella cows he saw, a-bowing through the ragged skies.
Oh, yeah.
And up a cloudy draw.
Oh, yeah. Yippee-i-oh.
Their brands are still on fire and their hooves are made of steel. Their horns are black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as it thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard. And he heard their mournful cry.
Aye, yippee-i-o.
Ghost riders in the sky. Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught him yet.
Cause they gotta ride forever on that range up in the sky.
On horses snorting fire.
Aye, aye.
As they ride on, hear their cry.
Aye, aye.
As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name.
Aye-oh.
If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our
aim.
Then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride. A-trying to catch that devil's herd.
Aye-oh.
Across these endless skies.
Aye-oh.
The Sons of the Pioneers with Riders in the Sky, a cowboy legend. Rex Allen opened the show, and one of his first guests was his son, Rex Allen Jr. Rex sang Teardrops in My Heart.
Thank you.
Well, that was one of Rex Allen Jr.'s early hits. He had recorded it just as his dad had recorded it before him, and the Sons of the Pioneers had recorded it as well. Well, then Rex's dad stepped back up to the microphone and sang one of his fairly recent, at that time, recordings. This one's called Moonshine Steer. In fact, I think that night he sang Tying Knots in the Devil's Tail. But since we played that very recently on this show, we'll play one from the same session instead. Here's Rex Allen.
Two cowboys left their camp one day to lead a bald-faced steer. And what befell them along the way you're now going to hear. As they was a-riding through the brush around the side of a hill, all at once they came upon a hidden moonshine still. The moonshiner heard them a-coming, a-coming through the brush, and he thought the sheriff had him sure, so he left there in a rush. Says one old boy to the other old boy, "Now this here's mighty queer. I wish that you would tell me the name of this contraption here. The coil was a gas line stole from a Ford, and the still was a coal oil can. But out of the spout and into the jug, the old corn liquor ran. Well, them boys got down and hefted the jug and found her full pretty nigh. So they each took a snort right then and there, 'cause they was tolerable dry. Says one old boy, "Let's get from here, 'cause we got work to do." So they got on their horses and they rode away, and the jug it went along too. When they got to the place where the steer was tied, they's a feeling mighty gay, 'cause they had stopped to tilt that jug most all along the way. Says one old boy, "That's the darndest steer that I ever did find. He's got two heads and a dozen legs and 14 tails behind. How they got that oxen loose from a tree, it would be hard to tell. But when they went to lead him, it seems they just had hell. That steer bowed up and sulled again, and they seen he never would leave. So they figured that a jolt of moonshine be the very thing he'd need. So they rolled the old steer upon his back and held him by the horns. And down his sizzling goozle they poured a quart of corn. Says one old boy, "Let's turn him loose and get him home real quick. He's bound to want him a chaser, and he'll head right straight for the creek." But the bald-faced steer, he pawed the ground, and he bawled and he bellered too. And he walled his eyes and wrung his tail and shook his hocks and flew. That oxen simply left the world as hard as he could go. And if he kept on drifting, he's down in Mexico. This story has a moral, and you will find it here. If you ever have any moonshine, don't give it to a steer. No way.
And here's a rare clip of one the Sons of the Pioneers did way back yonder, called the Cherokee Strip.
In old Oklahoma, they tell of a land that's famous for lizards and white diamond sand. They climb for their water and dig for their wood on 10 million acres that ain't any good.
Come along with me to a land that is fair, where the ants and the grasshoppers nest in your hair. They drink from a jug and they shoot from the hip, and they have lots of fun on the Cherokee Strip. Come a tie, I-O-D-A.
It's hotter than blazes from morning till night. The prairie dogs bark and the centipedes bite. In all of the desert, this land is the worst. The horny toad starve and the snakes die of thirst.
Come and tie, I-O-D-A.
Bought me a section of cactus and sage, an old dopey shanty that's better with age. Give me a bushel of corn and a plow, and I'll be a rich hombre in 10 years from now.
I'm a tie-eye, yippee-i-o-do-dee-ay, i-o-do-dee-ay.
You can bury my bones and cover me over with malachite stone. And write on my tombstone, he came here to stay, but he never stopped wishing he'd die on the way.
Come a tie, yippee-i-o-do-dee-ay, i-o-do-dee-ay.
This wonderful country of pleasure and ease, I'm always so hungry, I'm weak in the knees. But
sand in my whiskers and holes in my clothes. Oh, why I keep living, the Lord only knows.
Come a tie, yippee-i-yodel-dee-ay, my yodel-dee-ay, my yodel-dee-ay.
Well, Merle Travis was there that night. He was an old friend of the Sons of the Pioneers. So they invited him to come up on stage and play a couple of songs, one of which was Cannonball Rag. Come back in just a minute with another song he played that night, but first, let's listen to Smokey Rogers. He was also there. He's got a tune called I Can't Help the Way You Feel.
I can't help the way you feel about me, darling. Time and time again I've tried to prove I'm true. When I tell you how I feel, you just turn upon your heel.
I can't help it if you feel the way you do.
Yesterday the world was bright and you were happy, but the dark clouds drove away our skies of blue. Something changed the sun to rain, now my pleading's all in vain.
I can't help it if you feel the way you do.
I love just you. Just recall the days gone by, then you'll find no cause to cry.
I can't help it if you feel the way you do.
Dark clouds drove away our skies of blue. Something changed the sun to rain. Now my pleading's all in vain.
I can't help it if you feel the way you do.
Mm-hmm. you feel about me, darling. Time and time again I've tried to prove I'm true. When I tell you how I feel, you just turn upon your heel.
I can't help it if you feel the way you do.
And they also had another fellow who probably needs no introduction, but I'll give you a hint. His name was Tex Williams. He's got a song he made popular when he worked with Spade Cooley. It's called Shame, Shame on You.
Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you. Gave my heart as a token, when returned it was broken. Hide your face, shame on you. Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you. Took my car and my money, done me wrong and that ain't funny. Woe is me, shame on you. Who was to blame? Darn your hide, shame on you. Other guys tried to lie when I got wise. Foolish girl, shame on you.
Another great Western swing artist was there. His name was Leon McAuliffe. You've heard that name, I'm sure. He's going to play his greatest hit, the Steel Guitar Rag.
Take it away, Leon, take it away. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The great steel guitarist, Leon McAuliffe. And now here's another fellow who probably needs no introduction, but I'll introduce him anyway. It's Ray Whitley, and he's going to sing his biggest hit. It's one he wrote, called Back in the Saddle Again.
Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-ay, I go my way. I'm back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed, I'm back in the saddle again. I'm riding the range once more, toting my old 44. I sleep out every night where the only law is right. I'm back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-ay, I go my way. I'm back in the saddle again.
Eddie Dean was also there, and Eddie sang a couple of songs he did not record. At least as far as I know, he didn't record them. But we managed to make a copy of this portion of the tape that was rolling when he sang Love Song of the Waterfall.
I went over to see Bob Nolan one time. He sat down and sang me some songs. I was looking for songs for my picture. And some of my pictures that I did, and he sat down and sang some of the most beautiful songs for me. And someday I hope that you folks will get to hear all of them. But here's one that I did in a picture. And Bob, I want to thank you for this song. It's one of my big request numbers wherever I go.
Everything under the sun has a love song, and someone or something to sing that love song to. I've heard each one to some loved one call, but the sweetest of all is the song of the love.
plunging over rugged rocks, hear the waters sigh. Come to me where you are, dear one, here am I. For this is heaven's mating call, the love song of the waterfall.
Merle Travis and his electric guitar, I'll See You in My Dream. Bye-bye.
That wraps up our visit with some of the folks who entertained that evening in 1976 when the Sons of the Pioneers were honored with having their star placed on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood.
That's a mirage you see and not what it seems to be. It's not water.
All day I've faced the barren waste without the taste of water.
Cool water.
Water.
Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water.
Water.
Cool
water.
Clear.
Water,
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 water. Keep moving, man, don't you listen to him, man. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water.
Water,
water. And can you see that big water, green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting water, there for me and you?
Water.
The nights are cool and I'm a fool, each star's a pool of water.
Cool water.
Water.
But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water.
Water.
Cool
water.
Clear
water.
Water.
Cool water. Water.
The man, don't you listen to him, man. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water.
Water.
And can you see that big water, green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting water, there for me and you?
Water.
The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we'll pray for water.
Cool water.
Water.
And way up there he'll hear our prayer.
Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. That old clock on the wall just won't keep still. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.